definitely a Tuesday and definitely last night at Ronnie Scott's, a packed house, enjoyed the music of the great Kenny Barron, who joins me here on Jazz FM. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
We're going to talk about your new album called Book of Intuition. But first of all, I just want to play a piece of music and get your thoughts on it. Let's do this. first up there in 1976, talking with Kenny Barron. That's you know, it's one of those moments where you play a piece of music to a musician that's made so much music down the years, and they go, hey, what is this? I kind of recognise this. Well, that's a piece of music that you wrote and recorded with the great Yusef Lateef,
right?
Called Mystique, from one of my favourite albums called The Doctor Is In and Out.
Yes. Okay.
I couldn't let you come in here without me playing one of my all-time favourite. I mean, I've got shelves stacked full of Yusef Lateef and great music down the years, but I do love that Mystique. And what do you remember of your time with Yusef Lateef? He's a great musician.
It was great. I mean, he was responsible for me going back to school, so he was very inspirational. At one point, we had a band, Tootie Heath and Bob Cunningham, and everyone in the band was in school at Yusef's encouragement. So we'd go on the road, and nobody would go hang out at the bar. We'd all be reading books, you know, doing homework and stuff, you know.
So it's like schooling on the road. Did he bring the books with him, or did?
Oh yeah. You know, I had English classes, I had math, so I would bring the stuff on the road and do my homework. And one time, I actually was when I came back, I was actually ahead of the class because I, you know, I was,
top boy.
Yeah.
What was your speciality? Maths?
No. No, I wasn't too bad at math, you know, but I like to write and I love reading, you know, and I like to write. So for an English class, I wrote a story, and when it came back, I gave it to the teacher. When it came back, it said A+, and then she wrote, wow. So I was very happy about that.
And that's a little something that Yusef Lateef left with you. Not hanging out in bars, but learning and taking in information.
Exactly.
Dropping those jewels for people who work with him. And a great musician who had sort of great Eastern influences in his music, mystical influences. Mystique, written by yourself there. I mean, we recognize a kind of familiar bass line on that as well. Electric bass, unusual. But we reckon that was one of the three bass players, Ron Carter, who you've had a long association with, haven't you?
Yeah, going back to, I think the first time I played with Ron was probably in the 60s. Yeah. It was on a recording by one of my brother's recordings. It was a Brazilian record. Yeah, that was the first time we played together.
Did you know that he's officially the most recorded jazz bass player of all time, Guinness Book of World Records?
I can believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I think I read that. Yeah.
There can't be many people that haven't worked with Ron. He's such a busy person. And I saw him at the North Sea Jazz Festival last year. That's somewhere that you'll be this year as well, with another great bass player. In Dave Holland.
Dave Holland, right.
And the two of you have a magic empathy. We've played your duet album on Jazz FM. In fact, looking down your career, you've worked with so many of the world's, some of my favourite bass players. Ron Carter, we mentioned, Dave Holland, Cecil McBee, Charlie Hayden, George Mraz, Ray Drummond. You love a world-class bass player, don't you?
I do.
What is it about the bassist that's so important to you?
Well, the bottom line is actually I love bass players who make me sound good. I mean, that's the bottom line. But what I need from a bass player, what I love about bass players, first of all, is I like for a bass player who plays bass, B-A-S-E, who really plays the bottom, and I kind of need that. Because when I say it makes me sound good, if they play bass, B-A-S-E, then it makes everything I want to play, it makes it work. Yeah. You know? So if you have a bass player who plays cello, in other words, one who plays in the upper register all the time, for me, it makes it sound empty. It doesn't sound full. So, and also, I mean, a bass player has a beautiful sound. I like Rufus Reed has a great sound. Ron Carter has a beautiful sound.
And
has an incredible, beautiful sound. Yeah, so.
Good. Well, we'll play some music from your new album called Book of Intuition in just a moment. We are talking with the great Kenny Barron here at Jazz FM. It's my honor and privilege to have you on the show, sir. And last night at Ronnie Scott's, packed house there. And again tonight, another sold out house already, or are there still...
I think it is. Yes.
All right. We'll get to talking more and play some music from the new album in just a moment.
Jazz, blues, and soul.
Jazz FM.
From the world's greatest artists.
Mm-hmm.
unmistakably monkish. That is Thelonious Monk's Shuffle Boyle, Kenny Barron Trio from Book of Intuition. It's a brand new album from Kenny, who joins me here on Jazz FM. It's an interesting choice of Monk tune, Kenny. We were just chatting about it before coming back on the mic here. It's not one that he played very often, and it's certainly one of the rarer kind of Monk compositions you've chosen there. What's the story?
Ben Riley's the one who suggested this. I didn't know it, and I was intrigued by that little bass line. I said, wow, let me learn this song. Because the solo chords are really just very, very simple, but just the melody is so hip.
Yeah, that's the thing. And Monk lives on years and years after his music was composed. Oh, yeah. I mean, that comes from the 50s, I think, G.G. Grice, and then Monk himself did it in the mid-60s.
Yeah.
A lovely composition. In fact, you've covered Light Blue as well on the album, and solo piano, right?
Which is...
Some hip-hop heads might know that as Gangstar's Jazz Thing, the little riff at the beginning, which was sampled by Gangstar.
Oh, really?
Many, many, yeah.
I didn't know that.
So you learn something every day. You've covered that, so you're clearly a fan of Monk.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so.
And the album itself is overwhelmingly musical. It's such an intense... Listen, the musicality in it is great. You know, you've really absorbed a lot of things along the way in your career, I think, and it really reflects in this album. I mean, this is the first album you've done as a leader for some time, isn't it? About 10 years or so?
For a while, yeah. Yeah, it is.
And you brought the old trio out, one of them's been with you quite a long time, the other one, not so long.
Kiyoshi, bassist, has been with me for a while.
But he's got a lot to live up to because of your choice of bassist, you know.
And tell Jonathan, me about he's from Philly. I used to play with his father.
Yeah.
His father was a violinist, John Blake.
Yeah.
And Ben Riley was in the hospital at one point, and I needed a drummer. And I went to hear Russell Malone at a club in New Jersey, and my wife was with me, and she said, you have to hire him. Hire Jonathan Blake. So
that was it?
That was it.
Contract was out, signed on the dotted line. Okay, great. Well, Book of Intuition is a great title for the album. What are you saying there with that?
Well, it's not my title, unfortunately. You know, so yeah. I can't lay claim to that. The title was from the producer, Jean-Philippe Allard. But I think basically it's music is about intuition, especially improvised music, jazz music. It's about intuition.
And you're busy on the road. In fact, you go back to America tomorrow after the Ronnie's night tonight.
Right.
Series of dates. You're still hungry and love to travel and perform.
It gets tiresome sometimes, but when you sit down to play, all that goes away.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I've seen magic happen. The musicians sit behind him. I saw Dr. John, who looks very unsteady on his feet, wander into Ronnie's once, and I thought this is going to be interesting. But when he sat at the piano, magic things happened.
Yeah,
and it was
true.
Like he just went into his world. Well, we'll play something from the Jerry Gibbs Thrasher Dream Trio, which you're involved with as well, very, very soon. But just to your left there, you'll see that my man Johnny Hart has shimmied in. Are you a man that likes to take care of your finances and keep an eye on the business news, Kenny?
I will certainly listen very carefully.
It's 12:30, which means that we catch up with everything that's happening from the City of London, and tomorrow the Business Breakfast returns. Michael Wilson is the regular host. It's with CMC Markets and a leader in online financial trading. Johnny Hart has the latest.
Yes, good afternoon. This might be of interest to you. One in five workers think they'll have to work until their 70s before being able to retire. That is because of concerns about savings and pensions. A study by a finance firm found those under 40 were most likely to expect to have to remain in a job longer. Demand for homes has surged to a 12-year high because of increased activity from buy-to-let investors, that according to the National Association of Estate Agents, which says they've been looking to beat this Friday's stamp duty rise on the purchase of second homes. Of course, the deadline this Friday, and it's certainly taken its toll on first-time buyers, who only featured in one in four sales in February. And workers are being urged to make sure they're being paid the new national living wage. Research from ACAS reveals a third of people never check their payslips. I certainly do. The new rate of £7.20 an hour comes into force on Friday for workers aged 25 or over. One more story for you, Chris. Banks are expected to continue cutting jobs in the next few months amid warnings that the finance sector is facing what they're calling a perfect storm. The CBI says optimism among firms in financial services has fallen at the fastest rate in nearly 5 years. And that's the latest. I'm Johnny Hart.
Kenny Barron works into his 70s. I suppose as a jazz musician, Kenny, that's
you never retire.
Almost necessary, right? How do you feel about that? I mean, you heard there about property values and stuff. What's the economy of jazz like for you at the moment?
For me personally?
Mm.
I'm okay.
That's
I'm okay right now. I'm actually receiving a pension from Rutgers University, where I taught for 25 years.
Absolutely.
You know, and I'm still teaching at Juilliard. So I'm doing okay, you know. I'm not in the 1%.
No.
You know,
none of us are. Don't worry about that. You're amongst friends here. All right, let's get back to the good thing, which is music, in just a moment.
Direct from the city with CMC Markets,
bringing the America's Cup home with Mandrover BAR.
For more business news, go to jazzfm.com. The world's greatest jazz, blues, and soul from the world's greatest artists.
This is Jazz FM.
Let someone start believing in you. Let him hold out his hand. Let him touch you and watch what happens. Let someone who can look in your eyes and see into your heart. Let him find you and watch what happens. Oh, no, I won't believe your heart is cold. Maybe just afraid to be broken again. Let someone with a deep love to give, give that deep love to you. And what magic you'll see. Let someone give his heart, someone who cares like me.
You see,
Let someone give his heart, someone who cares like me. Let someone give her heart, someone who cares like me.
We've got music from the new album from Kenny Barron here on Jazz FM, but also he's a member of the Thrasher Dream Trio. That's Jerry Gibbs, the drummer, the son of Terry Gibbs, right? The Vibes Man, is that correct? I think it is, yeah. And Ron Carter in there again on bass. And first time you worked with Cassandra Wilson there on one or two standards, and obviously with a live studio audience there. That was a lovely album. We've been playing that one. How many albums now from the Thrasher Dream Trio? Is it two?
I've done... That was the third one.
That was the third one, yeah. And more planned for that? More coming?
I think it's going to take a break.
You've been involved in a lot of projects down the years and worked with so many great jazz musicians. What's one of your cherished memories? And who was great to travel on the road with, for example? You mentioned Youssef, who was the great teacher. Who else would you say was one of your favorite memories?
Well, certainly Dizzy. Yeah. The band we had... It was Chris White on bass, Rudy Collins drums, and James Moody. And I really enjoyed traveling with them. And it was, of course, traveling then was a lot different because you would go to a club and you would stay for 3 weeks as opposed to three nights.
Yeah.
You know, so you really got a chance. First, the band really got to be tight. And then you got to really live together.
They used to have really long residencies back then. They don't seem to have that anymore, do they?
No, it doesn't happen too much anymore. It's getting a week. Yeah. is a struggle sometimes.
And you'll be back home tomorrow and then, as I said, back over here for some more performances, including the North Sea Jazz Festival. I imagine you've played there before, but with Dave Holland, a great British musician, and he's played with so many greats as well. What is it about Dave and you that clicks so well together?
Well, he's another one of those people who's very lyrical, and he just doesn't play bass. I mean, it's interaction. He knows how to do that so well, yeah. You know. And plus, his intonation is perfect. He plays so in tune, and his great imagination. So sometimes I just stop playing and just listen to him, you know. But also, he's a very decent human being, so that makes it easier too.
Yeah, you've been a fan of Cassandra Wilson. I know. Are there any musicians that are really exciting you at the moment? Any bands that you are on your radar that you think, ooh, you know, that's made my ears prick up a little bit?
Yeah, younger people, yeah, especially. There's a pianist who is on the same label. He'd recorded just about the same time I did, named Sullivan Fortner. And he's pretty amazing. He's actually, Mulgrew told me about him some time ago. And he's the next thing, I think.
Yeah, we've been playing his music as well, definitely. Well, it's a pleasure having you here, Kenny. And I know you've got another night at Ronnie's to do, so chance to go and relax before you do that. And we'll play some more from your album, Book of Intuition. The tune Bud Powell, I imagine.
Yes,
As a great pianist, he's often held up as one of the greatest. Tell me about your love of Bud Powell.
Well, I just love him. I just, you know, having listened to mostly bebop, that genre, and listening to things like Un Poco Loco and Glass Enclosure, I fell in love with Bud Powell, you know, and that style. So it was very close to my heart.
Yeah. This is a very beautiful rhythmic and musical album. It's called Book of Intuition from Kenny Barron Trio. Kenny, what a pleasure having you here.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy the rest of your stay, and we look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you.
Trio and Bud Like. That's on the album Book of Intuition. See him at Ronnie Scott's tonight. And he'll be back for the North Sea Jazz Festival across that weekend, which follows on from Love Supreme Festival in duo with Dave Holland. You're on Jazz FM. Great to have Kenny Barron here. We'll play some D'Angelo next.